We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly, he covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Omar Kelly is brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. And Dolphins and Raiders this Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, Hard Rock Stadium. You will hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. Hello, Omar.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good.
Are we all getting toasty?
Yeah, pour a drink for Omar. There you go. Are you surprised, Omar? Are you surprised that the Miami Dolphins are 2-0 and on top of the AFC East, or could you have seen that coming?
I'm not going to sit here and say that I saw it coming, but I certainly expected them to have a couple of wins getting at this point. I do expect them to beat the Oakland Raiders. To me, you know, the game comes down to mashups. And the one thing that has surprised me this season is how physical the Dolphins have been, both on the offensive and defensive line. They've owned the line of scrimmage in both the games that they played. And that, to me, is a recipe for success in the NFL. I know everybody's got their fantasy football, and they need their points, and they need their quarterback to throw 300 yards. And, you know, they don't want their running backs to share the carries. But that's not what really wins football games in the real sport, the actual sport people play. It comes down to efficiency and execution. And right now, the Dolphins are playing an efficient brand of football.
Oh, what is consistent? What do you believe in already? Like you talked about the front lines with my man Josh Sitton going down. I started to question the O-line because Ted Larson and Laremy Tunsil, I've seen that before, I guess. But have you seen something? I know it's early, it's two games, but is there something that you expect that can be consistent for 16, maybe 17, 18, 19 games, anything on this team?
You know what? You just inspired a column I'm going to write for the Sun Sentinel. Like, what is fool's goal and what can actually have staying power?
Okay, I need about 50% of whatever you make off of it. I'll take 49. I'll give you what's that? I'll give you proprietary.
There you go. All right, that's nice. He's giving you 51% for you, Omar.
Here's what I believe can be consistent. I believe that they can be a balanced running team. I believe that this should be a running team. I believe that Adam Gase seems to be buying into that approach. It's a recipe for success with Ryan Tannehill. I believe that the quarterback read option works well for Ryan Tannehill. I believe that he can squeak out 2-3 first downs running the football. I don't know if they can be stout against the run consistently, but they've surprised the crap out of me. I mean, you replace Ndamukong Suh with Akeem Spence, and you're better on the defensive line. Like, how does that happen? You added Robert Quinn, but, you know, losing Ndamukong Suh was supposed to be something really hard for you, and so far it hasn't been an issue. They're one of the top, I believe it's top five or six teams when it comes to stopping the run against and playing two teams who want to rely on the run game. Now, certainly, you're going to get a better test this week against Oakland with Marshawn Lynch, and it's going to be a great test for your linebackers. But, yeah, the offensive line also buy into, you know, even without Justin, who's a hell of a loss, I believe that they can be better. You know, we're just talking to Dow Loggins, the offensive coordinator, who said Jesse Davis played his best game last week. And Jesse Davis is one of those young players that I really do believe we have not seen the top shelf of what he can contribute. Also, Laremy Tunsil's playing a lot better. Juwan James is playing a lot better. Those are your three core players on your offensive line. And if they can get good, you can be a good protection and run blocking team.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is with us. We listened to some sound earlier in the 4 o'clock hour from Devontae Parker today. What's his mood?
Yeah.
Does he feel like the window is closing on him? Does he feel like what's his mood?
You know, Devontae seems a little defiant right now. I think he's you know, he didn't like being sat down last week, even though he felt like he was healthy enough. But they thought that one more week of rest would allow him to get really healthy. And he does say he does feel the difference and notice the difference in his hand. You know, I talked to Devontae today, and we didn't talk about this specifically, but he's just tired of all the injuries, as most Dolphin fans are. He's tired of all these everybody saying how soft he is, and you know that oh, he was a bust of a first round pick, and he's not. The question is, do you expect him to be an alpha? Do you expect him to be a number one? I personally don't, but that doesn't mean that he can't be a good contributor. That doesn't mean that he can't be a good NFL pro. I think that they've really missed his presence against the Jets. You have to have a receiver with the size, physicality to get off press coverage, and they didn't have that last week against the Jets. And that makes things harder on Ryan Tannehill. What the Parker does is his addition gives them a full set of receivers who can all do very different specific things. And that gives Adam Gase an ability to create five different passing packages, which will give defensive coordinators trouble. Now he's got that guy who can run the 15-yard out or the hard slant. Devontae can run very specific routes that a lot of these other Smurf receivers can't.
And Kiko Alonso played great. I'd say the best game I've seen him, man. At 13 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, he was flying around. They moved him back to Will. They got him out of that middle. That middle is a grown man. But, I talked with you about this a number of times, these young backers, Raekwon and Jerome Baker. Is everybody just waiting for it to kick in, waiting for it to click for these guys? And is it going to click? You're 100% confident sooner or later it's going to be a game where we're going to say, we got Raekwon got it. Okay, Jerome Baker got it. Now, you're confident in that.
No, but I
not the answer I expected. No,
y'all know me. I'm honest as hell. I could understand why they're investing, and they've been right so far. The coaches, I'm not even gonna lie. The coaches, they said this is gonna work. This is gonna work. We're not gonna miss Sue. This is gonna work. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't know if y'all right about this, but so far they've been right. And their belief is that they got to keep reminding – we just talked to Matt Burke, defense coordinator. He's like, we got to keep reminding ourselves, this is Raekwon's rookie year. He is going to learn as he goes, and he's playing a very important position, which requires a lot of thinking. Channing could testify to that, but Channing was very smart. So, you know, and think about how smart Channing was and the fact that, you know, he wasn't always the smartest guy in terms of reading things. It's a challenge out there. You got to be the guy that defensive coordinator is trying to trick you. So, you know, it's going to be hard to do it as a rookie, unless you're Zach Thomas.
Hey, I always knew what was going on. I just couldn't get there sometimes, bro. He was over there. I knew the route was there. I just couldn't get over there to it.
Hey, yeah. Omar, what about a guy like Kalen Ballage? Have you been surprised he's been inactive the last two games?
No, I don't know why people keep talking about this. Like, Kalen Ballage, he's super talented, but you do realize that the two other running backs that are ahead of him on the depth chart or ahead of him contributing are monsters on special teams. I call them the dreaded trio. Them with Walt Akins, man, those Brandon and Sonoris Perry, those guys are your key contributors on special teams. So Kalen Ballage, it's not like he's going to get an offensive snap. What's everybody stressing about?
Right.
Like, seriously.
Well, I guess he's just a big dude, and then, what was he, top four pick, right? Wasn't he in the first four rounds?
Yeah, he was in the first four rounds. But Frank Gore's barely getting as much touches as he wants. Like, how are they going to get Kalen Ballage more touches? You know, Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore, they're just at peace with the amount of touches they're getting. Both of them would wish they get more touches. Like, exactly how do you think you're going to work in another player into this mix?
Receivers for the opposing teams right now, two games. I know it's a small sample size. 0 touchdowns, 0 100-yard games. Is that a good secondary or bad offenses we're playing?
I think it's a little bit of both. Titans, they're not going to light anybody on fire, especially in the passing game. And hell, Blaine Gabbert finished the game out for them. And then the Jets, you got a rookie quarterback. He threw for 300 yards, but he also made mistakes. Xavier Howard is the truth. No question in my mind, he will be a top five highest paid cornerback in the NFL in a year or two. No question that the talent is undeniable. If you deny the talent, you're just a hater. And Bobby McCain probably deserves a little bit more respect than he's gotten, because he's proven right now, hey, I'm not just a nickel cornerback. I could also work on the boundary. I've just been playing nickel because it's been what's best for my team. And Bobby doesn't have the size, but that never stopped Brent Grimes from being an elite cornerback. Now, I'm not saying that Bobby's going to be an elite cornerback, but Bobby's got a toughness, a tenacity, and intelligence that allows him to thrive out there. It's allowed him to do well. Now, my question is, how will he perform when he's facing the Brandon Marshalls of the world? And I think he'll do his job. You know, what Bobby does is he beats you two routes, and there's some value to that.
Omar Kelly is with us. You can read his work at the Sun Sentinel. Crowder today criticized Catfish on the air. He says Catfish tastes like mud. It was met with a lot of outrage from texters. Where do you stand on the Catfish debate?
Here's the problem with Catfish. They haven't marketed it properly. Listen, my fiance, all she eats is fish. She's a pescatarian. Well, she claims she eats fish. She really doesn't fish, because she doesn't like the fishy fish. And surprisingly,
he's a married man now. Hear that?
Yeah.
Likes fish, but not fishy fish. Yeah, we all feel you.
Man, it drives me insane. But I feed her catfish all the time. She just doesn't know it because I call it grouper. Because if I called it catfish, she wouldn't eat it.
Oh.
So nobody tell her that the grouper that she's been eating is really the catfish.
Such a great move.
Man.
But wait a second.
Grouper's $20 a pound.
How are you preparing the catfish, though?
It's sauteed in a pan. I put Cajun seasoning on it with a little bit of lemon. It's delicious. It's literally one of her favorite fish. But I guarantee you, if I told her she was eating catfish, she'd never eat it again.
Oh, if she ever sees a grouper fillet, she's gonna be like, "What is this mushy crap you've been feeding me?" Because grouper and catfish don't even look alike as a fillet. She's gonna find out. Oh, you might want to get out of this lie early, man. I'm telling you, I've been married for a long time. This messes up relationships.
I'm taking this lie to my grave, Tanner. Even though I just told it already.
He's going. He goes to Publix, get her those frozen White Castle burgers. He goes, "Hey, I made those Kobe sliders again."
Oh, don't start a relationship lying, bro. It's going to go downhill.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea to come clean about the catfish grouper.
Today, I've been made aware, today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Omar's got some weird eating habits. You strike me as a person that probably does not like pepperoni pizza.
Oh, I love pepperoni. Oh. In fact, I'm very peculiar about my pepperoni. I don't like those little small pepperoni little balls that curl up. Nah, if you offer me, the big fat slices. I like that New York pepperoni.
Great call, man. That is a great call. The ones that if you cook them and they end up curling up on the sides into like a little cup of grease.
Yeah, a cup of grease.
Oh, I hate that. Great call, man. Great call.
I will turn my nose up to that little pepperoni. And Steve's pizza, no offense to Steve's. They offer you that pepperoni pizza. I'll be like, I want it.
Pour him a drink, Falero. Yeah. That's a good take right there. I like that. That's how we do it on Happy Hour. All right, we got to go. No, I don't like that at all, man. I don't like that at all. Thank you, Omar.
All right. Talk to you guys.
Read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter as well. Don Bailey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.